Here we are. It's the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good, man. Glad to be back home. Hadn't been in the studio, it seems like, 3 weeks.
Been a while.
Yeah. Holla at your boy.
No Jack today.
No,
did he
Fritzy.
Have another kid? Like, I thought paternity leave was a day. And here we are on day two of the Jack Fritz paternity leave scandal. I got to call HR. If I knew I could have 2 days off, I'd have 10 kids by now.
So Fran, have a kid a year.
Yes, just keep going, man. Holy cow. So Fran's in for Jack. Hi, Fran. How you doing?
Franny? What's up, fellas? How we doing?
And everyone has Fran's top five of five to look forward to.
Come on, three hours from now.
Yep. We're going to build this thing up.
Well, I did threaten you last time.
just for a disclaimer, yes. You guys said I had my best one last time. Just saying. So I'm riding momentum.
That is not the right attitude. The right
what do you
attitude,
mean?
No.
I'm just telling the truth.
No, with this show, what we decide to do is every show is better than the last show that we've done. That's at least the goal.
That's the bar.
So okay. The goal for you is for this top five of five, and I know you're going to work in that Jody Mack coughing audio somehow.
All right, exactly.
Right. So every top five has to be better than the top five before. All right. Well, congratulations.
Jody Mack coughing drop is a good one.
It was great. It was great. But it was like 3 months ago. You know,
he's so, still using it.
Yeah, so we got to have a different one. So a big show as always. We have Elliot Shore Parks for a full hour. He joins us at 3 o'clock Tuesdays with Elliot. Find out a way for him to piss one of us off.
It's been a while since we've done a
Tuesdays with Elliot.
Yes,
yeah, I'm sure
Elliot.
He's got some takes in the chamber there. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4:00, and as I just mentioned, we will of course have Fran's top five of five at 5:00. So here we are in the part of the season that we've all been waiting for.
Yes,
the playoffs. When we figure out whether all of this was worth it. And I ask you first, what has to happen during the playoffs for you to say this year was worth it, this was a successful season?
Well, you know, when I look at everything, I look at this team, I look at the path that they may have to go through to win a championship. I look at the amount of talent on this team. I look at where they are right now from a health standpoint. I know there's a big question mark out there about Jalen, but I just, until they tell me he didn't practice tomorrow or something, I'm assuming Jalen Hurts is fine. I don't get a feeling that we're not going to have Jalen Hurts Sunday. Now, what type of Jalen Hurts we have, we'll continue to discuss that. But I'm assuming Jalen is good to go.
Yeah, for this exercise,
yes.
Let's just assume
he's good to go. He's
right?
good to go. So all that being put on the table, Spike, I don't know how you can look at this team and not see a Super Bowl championship team. When I look at the rest of the teams, and that even includes the AFC and the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs, I just think the Eagles are the most complete team in the league. I think when you go talent for talent, position for position, position for position, I think the Eagles check off more boxes on their side of the ledger than any other team. I'm not just even talking about the NFC, any other team. So with all that being said, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to go as far as saying they had to win the Super Bowl in order for this to be a successful team. That's what I want to say.
That's what's in your heart.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how good I feel about the team right now. But I will say this. Anything less than playing in New Orleans, for me, is a failure.
Really?
Yeah. Now, maybe that's too strong of a word. I don't know, but these are the words that we're using right now. So I can't go with they improved from last year, they're better, and it's now I don't care about none of that nonsense right now. That's going to be something I use as a pacifier in March when I'm trying to feel better about moving forward. As I sit here today, Sprite, this team has to be in New Orleans. If this team is not in New Orleans, to me, they have fallen short. They have fallen short.
So I think the team's...
Of expectations. Yes.
I think the team's goal should be the Super Bowl, and they could definitely wind up in the Super Bowl. They are one of the best teams in the NFL. For me, I would be with you if we had the one seed. To me, it is getting to the NFC Championship game. The week of the NFC, I know what people are going to say to me. You're going to say if it's the week of the NFC Championship game, you're not going to want them to win. You're going to say it's, you know, okay if they lose. That's not what I'm saying. But I am
right. That's not what you're saying.
But I am saying that on the whole, especially considering what I thought the team was going to be coming into the year, how young the defense is, and the fact that they're not going to be playing that game at home, to me, it's get to the NFC Championship game. If they get to the NFC Championship game and lose in Detroit, I'm not going to look at this season is a failure. This season will be a success to me. I think they will have done. Now, I'm projecting that the NFC Championship game is going to be in Detroit. If for some reason the NFC Championship game is in Philadelphia, I'm going to change what I think of
it. Oh my God.
But I'm just saying, I'm saying as I sit here right now, I think getting to the NFC Championship game would be an accomplishment from, and all the things that you said, that, you know, being better than last year doesn't matter. To me, it does matter. They're going the right direction. Now, I know this franchise is in, considering the star power they have, mm-hmm. they go into every year saying, Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl or bust,
yeah,
Super Bowl or bust.
As they should.
But I look at these playoffs, and I watched Detroit on Sunday night, and I know that we're going to be playing in there, and that team was on the precipice of the Super Bowl last year. And I think if we get there, if we get to the NFC Championship game, this season is a success for me. I don't think they need to wind up in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We won the Super Bowl in 2017, right?
Yes.
Remember that feeling?
Yes.
It was awesome. You were out there. You were at the game.
I was at the game.
You were there.
I was at the game.
Yes. What a feeling that was.
It was a great feeling.
Have we had that feeling since?
No, winning the Super Bowl? No.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm talking about, Spike.
No.
Because, see, here's the thing. We've gone from being the team that's happy that we're competitive every year. We're a good team. We're not the Cowboys. We're not the Giants. Yeah, we're gone from that. I mean, those days, like, our standards have to be higher, have to be set higher, and our expectations have to be set higher. And if last year hadn't happened under those circumstances, I could buy getting to the NFC Championship game this year as a good step forward. But here's how I view last year. They squandered an opportunity to win a Super Bowl last year. They threw away a team that was 10-1 and basically crumbled down the stretch for whatever reasons that was going on behind the scenes. It was their doing. It wasn't they weren't as good as the teams they faced. They lost to teams they should have never lost to. They lost to a team in the playoffs they should have never lost to with the amount of talent that we had on this team. But because of their own issues internally, it prevented us from winning. So they gave us another year that we didn't win a Super Bowl. And now you're going to tell me I got to waste Saquon's magical year and not win a Super Bowl? Eventually this thing has to pay off, because you know what's going to happen, Spike? And I said this when we lost in 2022 to Kansas City, and it's the most eerie feeling I had ever had with doing this show, especially after a game of that magnitude and we lost. There was no outrage. There was no one upset. It was, we'll be all right. We'll be good. We'll be back. You know, this, that, and the other. And I understood the logic behind it. Team is young. Quarterback is young. I think AJ was in his first year. AJ was in his first year here. So you felt like this is going to be every year. And then last year happened. So now I'm looking at a team that stacked top to bottom, got the number one. Forget about what I thought they were going to be. They are the number one defense in the league. They've given up the second least points in the league this year. Hugh Douglas, defense is not a luxury. And we got an offensive set of weapons with the number one offensive line in football. Why should I accept anything less than winning a championship? I feel empty wasting this type of talent. I feel empty not having the reward that comes with putting a roster together this good. Because there's no guarantees next year. I don't know if Saquon's going to be this good next year. I don't know if everybody's going to stay healthy. So while we can be happy we made it to the NFC Championship game again this year, I'm ready to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy again. For a team that's been this good for the last decade, and with the amount of talent that we have here, they only have one title in our trophy case, feels like it's a little short. It almost feels like that Phillies run.
Where they
only got
one.
We were happy they got the one, but don't we all think about man, we didn't win it in 09, and we wasted the four aces. Like, we wasted a lot of talent with that Phillies team not winning another World Series.
I guess.
And that's what I'm feeling if they don't win the Super Bowl.
I hear what you're saying. I look at that team differently in that era, I thought that the Philadelphia Phillies were the best team in the National League. Like, mm-hmm. I thought those times they had those opportunities. I don't think that the Eagles are without question the best team in the NFL. I think they're
Detroit. Yeah, I think it's a good argument. Yeah, they're not head and shoulders above everybody. No, I agree with that.
They're in a group with the Detroit Lions. I would say they're in a group with the Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens. They're all in the same group to me.
See, and, I disagree.
Oh, really?
Detroit, I'll go with, and I'll give you Kansas City because I'm going to respect their track record. Everybody else, belts to ass. That's what they get. We've already beat Baltimore in Baltimore. So you're not going to tell me that I need to be afraid of the Ravens. Now, I'm not buying that. We've already beaten them. You're going to tell me Sam Darnold? You're going to tell me it's acceptable to lose to Sam? Now, what if somehow, well, it can't now because Minnesota's the 5-seed, so they can't.
In Minnesota.
Can't. Yeah,
right,
you're right. Right,
right, right.
But you mean tell me it's acceptable to lose to the damn Vikings?
Well, no, I'm just saying they are. I don't think the Eagles are head and shoulders above the Vikings.
Buffalo?
I don't think they're head and shoulders above Buffalo either.
Well, Buffalo has one advantage.
Well, and by the way,
they have one advantage.
It's a pretty big advantage. It's a pretty big advantage. And by the way, at that point, when we're talking about Kansas City and Buffalo and Baltimore,
we're in the Super Bowl.
Those are the best case scenario anyway.
All right. Yep, you're right.
215-592-9494.
Get me fired up about this title, man.
I know. What do the Eagles have to do for this season to be a success? Of course, I'm going to get yelled at for 4 hours now that I don't think it's the Super Bowl. I think it's the NFC Championship game. To me, if they get to the NFC Championship game, it's a success. Mm-hmm. For Ike, they have to get to the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. As well, we have a next question today. We don't have a prize other than our respect, and you get to be official WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole guy.
That's a pretty big deal.
On this day, in 1975, the year before I was born, Wheel of Fortune debuted. So for today's next question, we will ask you your sports point, and the next question will be, what is your all-time favorite game show? Now, Wheel of Fortune is a GOAT-level game show. It's not my favorite, but it's GOAT-level. Yeah. Fran, do you have an all-time favorite game show?
Family Feud. Taking it off the board.
The Feud. The Feud.
Yeah, I know it's an obvious one, but it's my favorite.
Now, are you an Richard Dawson was the original.
Yes.
Now, you didn't watch
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Okay, see, I'm a Richard Dawson
Harvey.
Guy. Dude, Richard Dawson used to kiss all the women when he said hi to them. Oh, yeah, different era.
Yes.
Different era.
Definitely sexual harassment.
Yes, yes, right on TV. All
right. Yeah, right in plain sight.
Yep, right. There. For you, all-time favorite
Cincinnati
game
native
show.
Too, I believe.
What's that?
Cincinnati native.
Oh, he is?
Either Dayton or Cincinnati, okay. Richard Dawson is.
All right.
Those are two pretty good ones. I'm going to go with Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune's
all-time
favorite?
Wheel of Fortune, and here's why. Now, Family Feud is one of my top ones, but some of the other game shows, I don't know, it was something about Wheel of Fortune that I could get into. To solving the puzzle.
You could come up with the answer.
Yeah!
That's the thing about Wheel of Fortune. There's another game show, I'm not going to mention it because it's not my favorite. It would make you feel dumb when you watch it.
Oh, for sure.
There's a couple of them in there. And there's one that would come on right after Wheel of Fortune that was not my favorite.
Yes.
I would watch the whole show, and if I got two answers, I would feel brilliant.
I feel like I was smart. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm a Wheel of Fortune guy. You know, Vanna up there turning the letters and everything. And for some reason, you know, with inflation, You look back at some of those game shows and remember the prizes you used to get and the amount of money you had to spend on those prizes.
Like $8,200 or something.
It's like, what?
All of a sudden, you're like, what am I going to do with $8,200? I buy groceries
for a month? Like, yeah, can I get groceries for a month with that? Yeah. But yeah, I used to love Wheel of Fortune, man, because of that.
So Fran's not going to remember this one. You will. My all-time favorite game show is Press Your Luck. No whammies, no whammies,
oh,
no
yeah,
whammies.
No whammies.
Dude,
yeah.
I love Press Your Luck. I could watch Press Your Luck all day long. So my all-time favorite was
Press Your Luck.
You know what's
funny? I didn't remember the name of that show as Press Your Luck, but I remember the no whammies.
Yes, sir. Stop.
I remember the game show. I remember it. Your Luck. Okay.
And I'll play the Jack role. It's like, I don't even remember that. That was on in the Stone Ages, you know, whatever.
Well, no, Fran's here for that.
Yes. Tell me you don't remember Press Your Luck.
Nah, I never.
All right, there you go. All
All right. Steve Harvey, Family Feud.
Let's go. All right. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl this year for it to be a success?
Wasn't Richard Dawson. I'm sorry. I couldn't leave my head. I think it was Ray Combs that was from Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Ray Combs took over after Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And committed suicide, I believe.
I don't even remember Ray Combs. And then after Ray Combs, it was the Cleveland guy. It was
Drew. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey.
And now Steve Harvey.
And
next question today, your go-to game show as today in 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuted. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, as much bull jive as I talk all season, you know what I'm saying, Super Bowl a bust for me. Listen, like, I can't come up here and now, you know, chicken out. We here. It's time, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's time to put the grill out, Green Bay Filet. You know what I'm saying? We got to put the Green Bay Filets on the grill on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We here. Listen, this team, and I understand what you're saying, Spike. Like, you're saying, like, you can't say that the Eagles are head and shoulder. Listen, the Eagles, top to bottom, got the best talent, the best roster in the NFL. Listen, I get it. You're not a big fan of the quarterback. But when you're looking at 1 through 22, the Eagles got the best roster. I mean, I get it. They don't got the 9 Pro Bowlers and stuff like the Ravens. The other teams y'all might look at might have the advantage at the QB. But it's like, when I look at both sides of the ball, like, the Ravens ain't putting out 2 dudes on the outside and a running back in the backfield
right,
like we got. Like, when you looking at the way this defense performed this year, teams, the Bills don't got that. You know what I'm saying? They don't got that in Detroit. Detroit showed up on Sunday versus a divisional rival that they play multiple times. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Glenn done seen Kevin O'Connell's offense multiple times. So he knew, I got a weakness with guys out. I know how to beat these dudes. They don't got that when you going up against Sirianni, Hurts, Kellen Moore and the crew on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So I need a Super Bowl out of these boys. I need to get there. I need to, like I talked about, that feeling that we got in 2017. When we got there in 2022, we after going through the wins years and going 4-20.
We were just happy.
You were the manager at the station. You know the talk. We talked about, like, we might not win a Super Bowl, get back for 5 to 6 years, and we turned it around in 2 seasons, and we are back at another Super Bowl in 2 years that we could possibly go to. I need it. We got to feel it. Look at the 49ers, right? The 49ers been to 5 NFC title games and 2 Super Bowls in 5 years and got nothing to show.
That's a great example. That's a great example.
I do not want to be that team.
Yeah.
We got 1 championship. We got to start stacking these things with the talents we got. If y'all don't like the quarterback, that's fine. I know that he can get it done. We saw what he did when we was in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
We just got to get there. We got enough talent. Saquon, A.J., Devontae, Goddard is back. We, on Sunday, is going to go on the field with 22 healthy starters in the playoffs. I don't know if any other team can say that. I know my team can. I need a Super Bowl title. I need that green and white confetti coming down in Bourbon Town.
Let me ask you this, though, Corey. And I, you've been this way for the whole season, so I don't doubt that you feel this way. We talk about all these weapons on offense, right? Why don't we score more points on offense? Like, why, with all of those weapons, as good as they are, as talented as they are, we have Nick Sirianni, we have Kellen Moore, we have Jalen, we have A.J., Devontae, Dallas Goedert, the best offensive line in football, the best running back in football. Why don't we score more points?
You're going to look at this as an excuse, and I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm just being real. And Ike might be able to speak to this, and you might be able to, too. When you got more tools, sometimes that can hurt you. You see what I'm saying? When you got more things to work with, sometimes it can hurt you to an extent. You got Saquon Barkley. You got 4 alpha males on this team. Yeah. You got four dudes on this team that if they stepped on another team, they could possibly be the number one or number two option. Smitty, Goddard, A.J., Saquon, you put them on another team, they are option one or option two. So sometimes it's like when you're a quarterback, like a guy like Cannon McKee, he's just out there. He's throwing the ball. You know, there's no pressure. When you're a guy like Hurts, I gotta get the ball to all these guys because at the end of the day, they're going to look at me, oh, why is he not getting the ball? Why is Smitty not getting the ball? It's more. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying what I think to the question you asked. You know what I'm saying?
And I would say this. The position where you may feel like teams have an advantage over the Eagles. Well, first of all, that's the AFC, so we would have to be in the Super Bowl to face those guys. The NFC – Who has the advantage over Jalen Hurts? Jared Goff, maybe slightly advantage over him?
Certainly.
Okay, I'll give him the advantage over Jalen being at home. But the other quarterbacks in the NFC, Baker's been pretty damn good this year. I got to give Baker his props.
He threw 40 touchdowns.
Baker has bounced back big time. And then I like Jaden Daniels, too. But those guys don't have the deep run of playoff experience that Jalen has, at least for the 1 year Jalen was in there.
There is a guy in the NFC that does have that experience.
Who am I missing?
We probably won't play him, but it's Stafford.
Oh, no, it's Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stafford's a good quarterback. I like Stafford. Yeah.
In the playoffs, I would take Stafford.
Yeah.
I forgot about Stafford.
Yeah.
I feel like this Detroit Eagles matchup has been building all season. Remember the year we went to the Super Bowl? It was like the Eagles and the 49ers. All year.
We knew. We knew who it was going to be. Yeah.
We will see them eventually, and we saw them. And Purdy got hurt. This Detroit Eagle matchup, I feel like if it don't happen in this playoff, will be a letdown. And so we gonna hold up our bargain.
I was gonna say, as long as we hold up our end of the bargain,
Hopefully they do.
Hey Corey, next question today. What's your all-time GOAT game show?
So this game show didn't have a long run, but I used to love it. Howie Mandel. Remember Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal,
Deal or No Deal was the biggest game show in America. Maybe the biggest TV show.
Well, we know why it was,
What?
With the suitcase turners.
Oh,
the girls.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I don't remember watching it. I just remember it being there.
Yeah, like 20 models up there.
Oh, You're right.
Yeah, you know, all of us goofy men were sitting there watching.
You know, thank you for the call, Corey.
Actually, and Deal or No Deal is a good concept.
Yes,
yeah, I like Deal or No Deal.
They don't have many
that
more.
It was a board game, I think, too.
But for a bit, I think it was a board game afterwards.
Oh, yeah, afterwards, yes.
There were a couple of game shows like Deal or No Deal that were big primetime game shows.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to mention the other one, but there was another big primetime game show.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, let's say, I'm going to pose this question to Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Eagles lose in the first round of the playoffs. This is coming up. What happens to Nick Sirianni? What happens to Nick Sirianni if the Eagles lose against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday? I'm going to pose this question to you next. Don't answer it now. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.